Stars in the Rafters is produced by Julie Valamont and mixed and mastered by Dana Billings. This podcast is supported in part by the Country Dance and Song Society, NEFA, and Pinewoods Camp, and wonderful folks like you on Patreon. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Stars in the Rafters. This is Julie. We have a new Patreon. If you've been enjoying the podcast, we could really use your support to make it sustainable. You can find it at starsintherafters.com. This week, we have music from Joanne Garten, myself, Ian Robb, Eleanor Lincoln, and Peter and Mary Alice Amidon. Karis Boak reads a poem by E.E. Cummings. I read a poem by Cale Young Rice, and Margaret Youngberg reads a poem by William Wordsworth. I love late summer. The afternoon and evening sunlight is gentler, casting an evening glow on the fields, still green and full of wildflowers. In my garden, the flowers have changed with the months. In June, it was full of poppies, then Queen Anne's lace in July, and now in late August, it's sunflowers, probably 100 blooms. I love watching them as they turn to face the sun, following it for every possible moment, just as I do. Now summer has mellowed out a little bit, and we're beginning to get to work for the fall. But there are still so many possibilities of what the months ahead could hold. Chances to make changes for the better while we still have our momentum from summer, before we settle into the new routine of fall. I'm reminded of the poem Roses Late Summer by Mary Oliver. Here's an excerpt. If I had another life, I would want to spend it all on some unstinting happiness. I would be a fox or a tree full of waving branches. I wouldn't mind being a rose in a field of roses. Fear has not yet occurred to them, nor ambition. Reason they have not yet thought of. Neither do they ask how long they must be roses, and then what, or any other foolish question. Take care, everyone. Thank you.
I thank you, by E. Cummings. I thank you, God, for most this amazing day, for the leaping greenly spirits of trees and a blue true dream of sky, and for everything which is natural, which is infinite, which is yes. I who have died am alive again today, and this is the sun's birthday. This is the birthday of life and of love and wings, and of the gay, great, happening, illimitably earth. How should tasting, touching, hearing, seeing, breathing, any, lifted from the know of all nothing, human merely being, doubt unimaginable you? Now the ears of my ears awake, and now the eyes of my eyes are opened.
Oh, the air was clear, the morn was fair, no breath came over the lea. When Mary left her Highland home and wandered forth with me, though flowers decked the mountainside and fragrance filled the dale, By far the sweetest flower there was the Rose of Allendale. Sweet Rose of Allendale, sweet Rose of Allendale, by far the sweetest flower there was the Rose of Allendale. Where'er I wander, to the east and to the west, and fate began to lower, a solace still was she to me in sorrow's lonely hour. Though tempest wreck my lowly bark, and may rend its quivering sail, one maiden form withstood the storm, 'twas the Rose of Allendale. Sweet Rose of Allendale, sweet Rose of Allendale, the Rose of And when my fevered lips were parched on Africa's burning sands, she whispered hopes of happiness and tales of foreign lands. My life had been unblessed by fortune's gale, had fate not linked my love to hers, sweet Rose of Allendale, sweet Rose of Allendale. Sweet Rose.
Sense Sweetness by Cale Young Rice. Flowers are dancing, waves playing, pines swaying, gulls are a swarm. Sea and heather sunning together, glad of the weather, with God are warm. Flowers are dancing, clouds winging, larks singing, summer abrew. Summer, the old ecstatic passion of life, to fashion the world anew.
Composed upon Westminster Bridge, September 3, 1802, by William Wordsworth. Earth has not anything to show more fair. Dull would he be of soul who could pass by a sight so touching in its majesty. This city now doth, like a garment, wear the beauty of the morning, silent, bare, ships, towers, domes, theaters, and temples lie open unto the fields and to the sky. All bright and glittering in the smokeless air, never did sun more beautifully steep in his first splendor, valley, rock, or hill. Ne'er saw I, never felt, a calm so deep. The river glideth at his own sweet will. Dear God, the very houses seem asleep, and all that mighty heart is lying still.
Good night, I'll sing for you. While you are sleeping, I'll sing the night through. Good night, dreams fill your head while you lie safe in your bed. Good night, I'll watch by you. While you are sleeping, I'll watch the night through. Good night, star shining bright, I'll see you in dawn's early light. Sweet dreams, the heavenly choir, angels attending with timbrel and lyre. Peace, peace, and music they'll play, and while you rest, they will stay. Light, light, the moon.